speaker, well played.
Thank you.
One sec. Cool? Mama? Yeah. So guys, we have with us Mr. Shikhadhan. I request you all to put your phones on silent and we'll take one question at a time. If at all you want to ask one more question, we'll take your chance later.
So, good evening, Shikhar. We expect when we play Hong Kong that we will get them out less than 174 and not allow their opening stand to reach 174. So, what happened today? Execution of plans gone wrong, or our bowlers were tired, or just that the wicket was not doing anything? What did
we even we expected, we didn't expect that they're going to score, you know, 174 run partnership, but they played well, and of course we could have been more consistent in our bowling, but we have to give credit to their batsmen. They both, the opening batsmen, played really well, and the way they played their shots and the way they were calculative about the scoring runs, it was good, and I have to appreciate their good batting as well.
Thoda close.
Yeah.
Is it basically because Hong Kong was an unknown team and these players you have not seen, or have you watched it, or what exactly did not wicket assist, or?
See, of course there wasn't much swing or seam on the wicket, and not that we didn't know much about Hong Kong. Of course we got videos where we watch the players batting or bowling. And as I said, that they played well, and even our few of our bowlers coming after a long time, like Bowie coming after a break, even Shardul, he was in England, but he didn't play a match for 2 months. So it takes time to get into rhythm as well. And at the same time, Khalil bowled really well. And of course, we couldn't get wicket at start, but later on, the way we came back in the game and the way our fast bowlers or spinners as well, they both took wickets, and that was good.
Shikhar, yes. Given that you've got another match coming up tomorrow, was that long workout to your advantage, or do you think it was to your disadvantage, to the team's advantage or disadvantage?
See, of course, the ideal position will be to have a break and then play. We all are humans, you know, so we get tired as well, but at the same time, we are quite strong enough, and it's mind over matter. And once we come tomorrow, of course, it's a big game, and we all going to be positive and strong, even from mental aspect wise. We'll be positive that, you know, it doesn't matter if we played. But these things come and go, so we are all right.
Sardar, apne form wapas aane pe khush hai, aur Khalil ko sabasi dega kya?
नहीं, खलील को बिल्कुल पूरी शाबाशी मिलनी चाहिए जिस तरीके से उसने बॉल डाली. पहला मैच हर एक प्लेयर के लिए बड़ा इम्पोर्टेंट होता है. एक नर्वसनेस रहती है, प्रेशर रहता है, कि सबका सपना होता है, स्पेशली इंडियन क्रिकेटर बचपन से ही होता है कि भी इंडिया खेलनी है. और जब पहला मौका मिलता है उसका अलग प्रेशर रहता है, और अच्छा कर दो उसमें तो बहुत खुशी मिलती है. एंड उस लड़के ने बहुत अच्छा किया, उसके पास स्किल है, एंड आई होप कि वो अपनी स्किल का पूरा इस्तेमाल करे और वक्त के साथ, एक्सपीरियंस के साथ ज़रूर और समझदार हो जाएगा. एंड यप, मैं भी खुश हूँ कि भाई अब वापस फॉर्म क्या, बैटिंग तो तभी मैं अच्छी कर रहा था, पर रन नहीं बन रहे थे. तो मैं ऐसा नहीं समझता कि फॉर्म आती जाती रहती है, मेरे पास रन नहीं हो रहे थे, रन हो गए तो अच्छी बात.
लास्ट 3.
Shikhar, Hong Kong did actually play here last year when they were qualifying for the qualifiers. So, you know, since they're familiar with the pitches, you know, we can obviously say the same thing about Pakistan tomorrow. Would you say, you know, after the England series, you know, a lot of people were saying the final result is not reflective of India's batting. But since India's generally known as more of a batting side, do you still feel that it's India batting versus Pakistan bowling? Or do you think with, you know, Khalil and the new batch of bowlers, it's more equally balanced?
See, if you have to win a game, you have to do well in both the things, as in batting as well as in bowling. You cannot just win from batting. So today, even Pakistan got a good side, and we have to tick all the boxes. We cannot just go with that mindset that, okay, we are batting dominating side. we have to, because we have to go and take the wickets of our opposition team, and yeah, that's it. That's what I said.
Shikhar, this match was built as a tune-up to that tomorrow's match, but the way the India played, they were dominated by Hong Kong throughout the match. Did you feel any time any scare of losing the match?
Not really. We knew that once we get the top order wickets, you know, then we can come back in the game. And of course, they gave a decent fight, and it's always good to learn, you know, from every match. And of course, we guys have come from England, so we guys got used to the heat over here, and lots of things matters. Pitches were different now. Bowlers coming, as I said, that few of our bowlers haven't played much matches. So it's good that we played this game, and even we felt pressure. So tomorrow it's going to be a big pressure game. So that pressure will actually help tomorrow. Yeah.
Shikhar, England se one day cricket mein thodi inconsistencies aa gayi hai hamare team mein, kyunki pitches pe zyada run nahi ban rahe hain. Aapko kya lagta hai ki is it only the middle order that has contributed to the problems of the team, or is it a combination of conditions that we have struggled to adapt?
नहीं, मुझे समझ ही नहीं आया आपका क्वेश्चन.
इंग्लैंड से वनडे क्रिकेट में थोड़ी इनकंसिस्टेंसीज आई है, मतलब क्योंकि पिचेस में इतने रन नहीं थे.
अच्छा,
यहाँ पे भी थोड़ा कम रन.
आज रन कम रहे हैं. आज तो पहले ही मैच हुआ, अभी तो पहले मैच में 270-280 बना, अच्छा जीते 30 रन से, तो मेरे हिसाब से तो वो कोई कम रन नहीं हुए. और क्या था कि मिडिल ऑर्डर का क्या?
सिर्फ मिडिल ऑर्डर ही प्रॉब्लम है. Is it कि मिडिल ऑर्डर इनफ रन्स नहीं दे रहे हमारे बॉलर्स को फ्रॉम इंग्लैंड सीरीज?
नहीं, ऐसा कुछ नहीं है. ऑफ कोर्स कभी एक आधी सीरीज, हमने इतनी सीरीज जीती भी हैं, इतनी सीरीज जीती है पिछले 3-4 साल में, और एक आधी सीरीज ऑफ कोर्स इंसान है भाई, तो हारेंगे भी जीतेंगे भी, तो वो चलता. पर उससे हर एक चीज़ से मेरा ऐसा मानना है कि कंसर्न को इतना बड़ा नहीं करना चाहिए कि सारा जो जितनी अच्छी चीज़ें करी हैं वो छुप जाए. तो इतना अच्छा किया, इतनी कंसिस्टेंटली इतना अच्छा किया वनडे साइड, तो इवन अगर कोई एक आधी सीरीज नहीं भी अच्छा हो मिडिल ऑर्डर से या इवन ओपनिंग से भी, तो दैट्स फाइन. वो अगले, जैसे अब आज अच्छा हुआ है, आज रेडू आके खेला इतने टाइम बाद. कितने टाइम बाद इंडिया खेला रेडू, बताइए, आप सबको तो पता ही होगा. यानी तो आके हाफ सेंचुरी में, तो इट्स अ गुड थिंग, एंड ऑफ कोर्स यू हैव टू गिव अ गुड रन एंड थिंग्स गेट सेटल्ड.
फाइनल देखा जाए तो सबसे बेहतरीन फॉर्म में जो दो गेंदबाज है वही दो नहीं खेला है, जसप्रीत बुमराह और हार्दिक पांड्या. तो जब वो वापस आएंगे कल के मैच में तो कितना फर्क होगा, और क्या एक नया मतलब टीम इंडिया दिखेगा कल?
बिल्कुल, जसप्रीत बुमराह और हार्दिक दोनों हमारे बड़े मेन खिलाड़ी हैं, हर एक फॉर्मेट खेलते हैं. और जो मैनेजमेंट का डिसीजन रहा वो यही कि उनको कल के मैच के लिए फ्रेश रखना है. इतने लंबे टूर से अभी खेल के आए हैं हम इंग्लैंड में, तो जितना वो फ्रेश रहेंगे उतना हमारे लिए इम्पोर्टेंट है. और बड़े प्लेयर हैं तो प्रेशर के यूज हुए, अभी इंग्लैंड में खेल रहे थे इतने जहाँ पे कंडीशन में, या वहाँ पे भी प्रेशर सिचुएशन थी, तो ऐसा सच कुछ नहीं है.
फाइनल वन.
हाँ जी,
Pakistan.
थोड़ा पास है, मेरे को सुनाई नहीं दे रहा.
The start will be very important in tomorrow's match.
Yeah.
So, and also Virat is not there, so you will have a bigger responsibility for tomorrow's match. Yeah. What on tomorrow's match?
Of course, tomorrow is a big game, and I'll go with positive mindset. I'm just going to back my team, back my instinct, and whatever plan I'm going to make tomorrow against Pakistan bowlers, I'm going to go and try to implement that thing on the field.
Thank you guys.
Thank you.